There's a big fucking communication fuck up between the States Department and Standard Bank. It was their duty to tell Standard Bank card division. It was all Standard Bank. Standard Bank is supposed to be the best bank in Africa. It shows you are. Can you imagine the worst one, how useless they are?
And, Father Not Cut.
Why?
Oh, I suppose that, it wasn't a good reason.
You are now rocking with Azure. I keep it moving. It's just they watching me. This how I'm doing. Rockin' rollin' on the 100 bottles. Give me every bottle in this bitch. Yeah. Where she at? I want every model in this bitch. Yeah. Blow the check. D-ho wanna know just who I am. Taking pictures, trying to do it for the Instagram. Presidential rolling bezel, got them big buckles. Shout out to the real cookers. Yeah. Gold chains, couple Audemars and Cartiers. We charted Lears. These hoes know the party. Welcome back. So, Metron was making apologies, and he was busy telling us how he shouldn't have lost this shit and quit the site and bombed his old account, which he no longer has access to, so I made him a new profile on Azgad. Metron need not apologize. It really wasn't that serious a deal. Maybe this is not very interesting to listen to, but I did fuck up. There's no two ways about it. I fucked up because I didn't do my due diligence or research on what Trump was saying, but I just assumed that Trump didn't know what he was talking about, and that was the end of the line. So, you know, Metron is back on the site. He's using the site again. And another thing I must say is Metron is very, very good at communicating. He's good at keeping in touch with people, and just about everybody else on ASGAB, including myself, Tootsie, and Optimistic, who I don't know even if she listens to this podcast anymore. None of us really get back to Metron very fast. And I do think it's a generational thing. I do think that millennials are not as good as maybe the baby boomers or older generations at staying in touch, because I recognize this in my parents and stuff, so... Anyways, enough about that. I wanted to just explore something. There are things like DMT and, you know, even marijuana that can open gateways to other places, and by way of altering the chemicals in the human mind, can give us the impression that we are seeing or experiencing certain things. Now, there are some people that have a chemical imbalance that don't need to take drugs. But what I'm trying to get to the bottom of is it just because somebody's blowing grass or popping a pill that they are seeing something or experiencing something? How is it that the human mind and the psyche and the brain can separate? And you know, even the term schizophrenia means a scattered or shattered mind. What I don't understand is, are people really experiencing things, or are they experiencing what are they imagining it? Is it coming from a psychosomatic place because of the altering of chemicals, or are they actually experiencing it? You see, it's a hard thing to explore, but I don't know. I mean, I've done my fair share of drugs, and I have had strange experiences, but something I was reading the other day, an article on the internet somewhere that I clicked on, it was this interview with this guy who communicates with people's pets in the next life. And he was saying that this life we lead here on earth is a step down from what we experience when we go to the afterlife. And the afterlife is something that is, that covers our earth, but we can't see this place, but it can see us and it can be everywhere. There is no time in this place. And I found it fascinating because it speaks to what I was just saying about drugs and how they work on our minds and how they can create psychosomatic ideas, how they can create psychosomatic symptoms in us. And look, I don't know the difference between whether or not, I don't know the difference between whether or not these drugs are the things that create an experience in our minds, or they are actually doorways to other worlds and drugs are the thing that open us to them. Maybe it's a bit confusing the way I'm saying it, but all I know is that we are left on this earth with amnesia. We are left with mass amnesia, and we don't know what is beyond. I've been having a lot of trouble lately trying to come to terms with the fact that I don't know if I believe in God anymore. Something psychiatric medication has done for me is fixed my mind and put it more in an ordered place. It's built the puzzle so that it's not like a jigsaw that's been smashed and thrown all over the room. I look at things more logically, but I also, my spiritual life is not rich. Aside from the experience I had with Krishna, unless it was some human being who painted themselves blue and tried to pull a prank on me because they knew that I was a fucking nutcase, all I know is that I don't know if I believe in the existence of God, but I've always been one of those people that looks to papers and research and science and things like that more than I have to the spiritual. Or have I? No, that is not true at all. I think it's been the other way around until now. Anyway, all I know is that I feel well, but that doesn't mean that I am well. It doesn't mean, if I believe in God, that God is real. We are left with this tragic amnesia all across the fruited plain. And it's not really fair to us. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because there is no God. Because nobody is there when you need them. If you have someone in your life that is a positive influence that helps you, that doesn't kick you when you're down, hold on to that person, because those people are becoming more and more and more rare in this day and age. See, the collapse of the economy, the collapse of the worldwide economy, wouldn't bother me if it weren't for the fact that, you know, people are suffering on a mass scale. And it's true, I am not the most, you know, compassionate person in the world. And to a certain degree, I don't really have to experience some of the misery and pain that others do. I have my own path to walk in that regard. I mean, I see a video the other day of Bill Gates laughing when Fareed Zakaria GPS asks him if, makes the statement that the economy will never be the same again. Now, I don't know if he was laughing at everybody. I really don't like getting into conspiracies. But you know my buddy Forest Dweller does. And I don't read the news. So me talking about these things is just me talking about these things. I'm just Azuray, and I am talking to you from a place of just talking. Not even being up on anything. So take it from whence it comes. You've been listening to Azuray's World, and that's all I have for you today. Good night, everyone. I'm possessed by evil demons that torture me while I'm sleeping. I keep dreaming of death, and I'm hearing people screaming. The devil's spirit is trapped inside me, and I want it out. I'm on a couch, bleeding to death in a haunted house. With both of my wrists slit, I'm lifted up in the air and suspended in animation like someone's holding me there. I feel
of my own blood that I swallow and drown to death. But I found the breath that somehow managed to slip the clutches. Nearly blacking out from dizziness and head rushes. Tripping over OD bodies of dead lushes. Bloodstains paint the plush carpet like red slushes. Doors open and close by themselves. Books fly off shelves. Curtains catch fire, the house melts. My skin blisters and sticks together like twin sisters. The wind blows and shatters windows like pin twisters. Quarter piece of shrapnel in the Adam's apple. Two cups of holy water and I'm looking at them half full. But as soon as I go to touch them, they turn into red drums. It got silent, then all these voices said,
go, follow me to the gates of hell.
I heard him yell,
welcome to the enormous
bridge. I rang the bell for service and I was greeted by his mother. Covered in dry blood, head still dented from the shovel. I said I need a room so I could try to get some rest. She gave me the keys to the best weed and a bag of sets. And told me that's just for starters. Satan will be in to see me later to see if I'm interested in being partners.
Azarae's World.